Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We are so glad to have you listening. I'm Michelle Lazurek. Today's topic is Fighting Against God. We'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Fighting Against God, written and read by Michelle S. Lazurek. Therefore, in the present case I advise you, leave these men alone, let them go. For if the purpose or activity is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is from God, you will not be able to stop these men. You will only find yourselves fighting against God. Acts chapter 5, verses 38 to 39. During the years of my writing career, I have had doors open to me, and I've tried to knock down doors. Some of the doors I tried to knock down, I was successful in doing so. But there were others that no matter how hard I tried, nothing seemed to work. For example, I wanted to break into a particular magazine for an article I wanted to have published. I tried for years to get into that ministry, but to no avail. Eventually, I stopped because I didn't want to waste my precious time and resources or drain the editors for an opportunity that they didn't want me to have. However, years later, and with the help of a friend, I was able to finally break into that ministry. What a joy it was to receive that email that said they would be honored to publish my article. While I'm unsure as to why God made me wait so many years to achieve that accomplishment, one thing is for sure. When I tried to achieve that accomplishment of my own will, it came to nothing. However, when it was God's timing, he opened that door easily and clearly. In this passage, the soldiers came to check on the apostles that have been jailed. Peter and his apostles have been declaring that God raised Jesus from the dead. They proclaimed that the apostles were there to continue the work of his kingdom within the town. Of course, the Pharisees and the people of the town didn't like them for this. The apostles were jailed for this reason. When the soldiers came to check on them, they were gone. Soldiers captured Peter and some other apostles and questioned them. Believing that Peter was to blame for the apostles' departure, he sought to have him killed. But Gamaliel, an educated Pharisee, advised against this. He told the other Pharisees to leave them alone. Gamaliel understood that if Peter and his apostles were merely proclaiming their own gospel, it would come to nothing. People would not be saved, they would not be healed, and they would have no one to follow. However, if God was who he said he was, even a Pharisee understood, there was nothing they could do to stop it. Consider a time in your life when you have tried to knock down doors in your own time. Perhaps it was to climb another rung on the corporate ladder in your career. Perhaps it was to have a baby or to get married by a certain age. Perhaps it was to buy a home or to acquire certain possessions to keep up with the Joneses. We all make plans for our lives. While there's nothing wrong with making plans, it is important to make sure we are walking in step with the Spirit. When we align ourselves with God's will, there is nothing that will stop us. When we yield our lives to God, His plans become our plans. Soon, the things we want to accomplish in life are in perfect step with God's will for our lives. God can raise people from the dead, release people from jail, and even bring dry bones back to life. There is nothing God can't do. However, if we choose to make our own plans and walk outside of God's will, No matter what we do, our plans will not come to fruition. It is important we walk in step with whatever God is doing, so that we will succeed because God is with us. Father, help us walk in step with your will. Help us not to make plans solely in our own will. Help us align our desires with your desires, plans for our lives, so that when you move to make those plans happen, people around us will know nothing can stop it. Amen. Intersecting faith and life. In what areas of your life have you fought against God's plans? God can do anything. Nothing is impossible. Is there something you are holding on to because you want to go ahead of God's plans for you? Further reading, Colossians 3:23.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Need more of God's power in your life? I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical tips on how to grow your faith through prayer. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.